Joining us now in studio, a legendary figure. Over the past 50 years, the show Texas Country Reporter or Four Country Reporter or Eight Country Reporter has been on the air here in the Lone Star State. And for most of that time, it's been hosted by the great Bob Phillips. Hi, Bob. How are you?
How are you?
And hello to your wife, Kelly.
Yes. My co-host.
Your co-host.
Yes, I have a co-host now. Did y'all know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, look, guys, before you go anywhere else, can we revisit a previous subject?
Sure. Uh-oh.
I just want to know, because I think this is important for everybody to know. We're a COVID-19 Pfizer family.
Oh, you're Pfizer family.
Yes. Pfizer. I'm Team Pfizer.
George is Pfizer.
Yeah, but booster? Are you triple vaccinated?
Yeah I'm boosted.
You're okay. Boosted.
Yeah, I'm boosted.
Okay. You've already been boosted?
Oh, yeah.
We're boosted.
Thanks for listening to the show.
We got
did you announce it on this show?
This one, the same one you do. Yeah,
but we got the Pfizer boost. We're straight
triple
Pfizer. We're not doing a Moderna and Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah,
you guys
nuts. I'm every Pfizer. Other team except Pfizer.
Yes.
That's next. I'm going to go for the triple crown here.
Well,
in a little
I think
bit.
You should.
What's wrong with starting over? I think it's a great idea. But when I got my booster. I got a shingles shot the same day. The booster shot did nothing. The shingles almost took off my left arm.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It'll stay with you.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's dragging the ground,
Yeah.
Don't get the shingles shot.
Well, Bob is here because it's the 50th anniversary of the show. Got a new book out, A Good Long Drive, 50 Years of Texas Country Reporter. Got the Texas Country Reporter Festival this weekend in Waxahachie. You got a lot going on.
There's a whole lot going on. Plus, we started a symphony tour. I don't know whose idea it was to do all this stuff at one time, but I guess the 50th only hits, once.
What do you play in the symphony?
Yes.
Oboe.
The kazoo. I'm a kazoo player. No, Kelly and I are on stage. We started at the Meyerson here a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
With the Dallas Winds, and we read all kinds of, things. Texas documents, Travis's letter from the Alamo, the humor of Ann Richards and Molly Ivins. And,
wow.
Stories about cowboys and the oil boom and all that. And they play patriotic Texas music.
Yellow Rosa, Texas.
All that kind of stuff you would expect. And then end with the original theme song, the Hill Country theme. And, we're doing this. We're doing this with local symphonies all over the state over the next year.
How cool.
Yeah, wow. It's fun. Yeah.
So Craig and I both moved the town around in the early 80s, and that's about the time you started hosting, correct?
No, I actually started hosting very early. There were three other hosts. John McClain was the one most people remember.
Yeah.
And he was the original guy.
Was he the guy who got arrested?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the guy that got arrested.
And that's how you got the gig.
Well, kind of, sort of, yeah, in a roundabout way. They busted him. The vice squad kicked in his door in the middle of the night and arrested the guy. And
on a tip from you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, in all honesty, that's what a lot of people thought, And so eventually, he took some sort of plea deal and pled to the marijuana charge or something. And so it wasn't a big deal. But the station said, oh, okay, you worked that out. You're fired.
Okay.
And then they brought in a guy named Jeff Rosser, who was already on staff, and he did a few shows. And I'm in the background shooting and producing during all this. And a guy named Joe Miser, who did three shows and then disappeared, never showed back up at the station, and nobody could find him. To this day, I tried to find Joe to figure out, where in the world did Joe Miser go? He did three, four country reporters back in the day. And then finally somebody kind of went, all right, Phillips, you do it.
And that's what year?
And that all happened in about a year. Yeah.
Wow.
That was 1972.
72 was
okay.
The first show was
okay.
October 7th, 1972.
Okay.
And then we kind of went back and forth a little bit in the very beginning between Jeff Rosser and me. And then Jeff took a job somewhere else. This wasn't his deal. And so I couldn't find another job anywhere else, all these 50 years. So I've been doing it all this time.
So I love travel and I love Texas, and so that's why I've always loved this show. Have you not been to a town in Texas, or have you hit them all?
No, we have at least been through every town.
Every
in
town.
Texas. I haven't done a
little
story.
Even every the population 12 towns.
Yeah, even the wide spots on the road. Yeah, we've been on
even
every
the
paved.
Ones that have become extinct and
yeah.
Now uh-huh. They've been
and some of them have come back.
Wow.
Yeah, we've seen that, the big wind machines out west and, oil booms here and there will bring a town back, and then it withers away again. Yeah. We've seen that in 50 years. You've seen that several times.
So what's your favorite spot in the state?
Yes.
That's hard. Why did you do that? You know, I have this thing for Big Bend.
That, I was going to say, that's my favorite spot.
Yeah, yeah. I do. I
well,
have,
you don't you know, think that's part of Texas.
It doesn't look like
it. It looks like the surface of the moon is what it looks like. You know, I think. I've never been to the moon. You guys have been
there. Just about everybody has by now.
Yeah, well, William Shatner, you know, got to go to space.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Where no one goes before.
That whole area, though, Big Bend, Marfa, Fort Davis, Alpa, I love it out there.
Well, all of that, Terlingua.
It's Terlingua, a step back, you know, to the way life used to be without cell phones nonstop, without the hustle and bustle.
I love a place where my cell phone won't work.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah, that is great.
Nobody calls me anyway. But favorite place. Okay, we have to make a distinction here. What do you guys call your noon meal?
Lunch.
But
in Lano, it's dinner. That's,
yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the later one's supper.
Supper.
That's right. See, if you're out in West Texas, you have at night you eat supper. My dad didn't know what lunch was. He had no. He grew up on a farm, you know.
Yeah.
And so he had dinner at noon,
and then supper
at night. So when you're in West Texas, especially, and a lot of other places, you eat supper. So dinner. Okay, your best place for lunch is what some people call it. Is the H&H car wash in El Paso.
Okay.
And your best place for supper, what a lot of people call dinner, is the Starlight Theater in Terlingua.
Yeah. Been there and
that's those are the two. If you want my favorites, those are my, you know.
Yeah, good choice.
See, that whole dinner thing tripped me up when I first started going to small town Texas public school. First day of school, just moved down from Chicago. And they said, okay, you got to fill out what you want for dinner. Holy cow, we got to stay here till 5 or 6 o'clock at night? And then someone said, no, that's lunch.
That.
Yeah, okay, so that's what we had for dinner. You mentioned how some towns go away, then they come back. Has it been tougher on small town Texas last 10, 15 years? Have you seen a lot pretty much go away, or
no,
is it okay?
It's the other way around.
Really?
They're coming back, and I'll tell you. Okay, look, I'm one of these guys that... should I admit this on the air?
Yes.
If I'm ever going to do it, I'm going to do it here.
Taking your shirt off. What's happening?
Wow, you have that tattoo?
Okay. I don't do social media. I hate it.
That's okay.
I hate it with a passion.
That's all right.
I don't like Facebook and Twitter and all this.
It's fine.
Now, yes, we have a Texas Country Reporter, all of that stuff. Well, you know,
Bobby even has a Facebook page.
I've even got a Facebook page.
Really?
I have no idea how to get on it because I don't want to sit there and tell everybody what I just, you know, about the deal that I just found at the supermarket, you know.
What I just had for dinner.
I don't want to do that, you know. And so I think there's a lot of people out there who are getting sick and tired of big cities and everybody knowing what they're doing and just the crowds and all that. And so the small towns are experiencing a resurgence. They really are.
Okay.
And you're seeing a lot of the millennials are moving to small towns.
I think part of that also had to do with COVID. There's a lot of people that
I'd like to take credit for the first part.
It may be. You've showed all these cool places, and people think, hey, I want to go live there.
Look, we actually have people who will write to us, even from others. You know, the show's on nationally on RFD TV, so we have people who are fans of the show in Manhattan, of all places. We have people who will write emails to us. I do have to do email. And so we have people who write and ask us, I'm going to move to Texas. Where would you recommend? You're going to put this on me? So, you know, I usually send them a list of places, you know.
All right. So when you are trying to figure out the next show and you've done 50 years of this and you've been to every stop in the state, how do you move forward without repeating yourself? And is it hard to find the new stories, or are there millions of them?
No, here's the secret that people never figured out. Okay, I'm going to back up and I'm going to ask you guys a question. You're on a sports radio station.
Kind of.
Why'd you use quotes when you said that?
Because that's not what your show is about, right? You know,
it's about a lot of things, yeah.
Yeah, it's about a whole lot of stuff.
For example, this segment.
Right. Yes, right. You know, this has nothing to do with sports, the sport of Texas Country Reporter. So you guys are about a whole lot more than that, right?
Yeah.
Well, Texas Country Reporter is not about what people think it's about. We're not a travel show.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do stories about small towns. We don't do festivals, you know, except our own. You know, we don't do that. We do stories about people. And so, I said that from the very beginning. When the bosses, you know, I was begging them to let us try this show back in the early 70s. And They said, what's going to be about? I said, people, ordinary people. No famous people, no celebrities, none of that. Just ordinary people. So we stuck to that all these years. We do stories about people. Now, in the process of telling that story, you're going to see the small town or the out-of-the-way place they're from or, you know, the festival that they go, you know, all of that stuff. Yeah. So people are going to get that side of it. But we're telling stories about people. So as long as they keep making more people, we don't run out of stories.
Which I think they we're should.
Safe. Yeah. Yeah, we're safe. Yeah. They seem to be making a lot of people these days. So, you know, especially during COVID.
Yes. You know? No, absolutely. 50 years of Texas Country Reporter. By the way, you can watch it now on Saturdays, 4 p.m. on Channel 21. Bob and Kelly Phillips with us in studio. I know, I'm guessing your audience is generally, I don't know, 25, 35 plus,
yep.
maybe.
Yep. 35 is about when we start getting them.
But
back.
Craig and I were talking, not to date you or me or anything, but when I was in high school, I loved this show. And maybe it's because I just, you know, moved to the area and I was kind of a loner, didn't have a lot of friends and everything.
Yeah, that's who we attract.
Yeah. You were, I was in a basement, you know, every day.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I made a point every Saturday to watch the show because I felt like you were my friend and you were taking me around the state. And I really, you know, it resonated with me as a kid.
You just admitted you were a high school geek. You know?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. But I watched it even after I started making friends. I made a point to watch it every Saturday, though. You connected with me a long time
ago. You know what I hear him saying? He's been watching you.
I've been watching you.
I was at least in high school, okay? I was in like 3 or something. But yeah, I was in high school, yeah.
Was I the DQ dude then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. See, and I think I've learned through you there was something called the Blizzard.
The
and
Blizzard?
I needed to try
yeah,
one.
That. Yes.
Yeah, and that was one of the greatest inventions of all time.
It really was.
Yeah.
You know, that and it also put us on the map. When Dairy Queen, you know.
Really? That that helped you?
Yeah, because that happened simultaneous with us syndicating around the state.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden we have this new show. You know, it's been on in Dallas for, at that time, 15 years. But we're syndicating around the state. Dairy Queen hires me as their spokesperson. I'm doing their commercials. We introduce the Blizzard and all the other stuff. And all of a sudden, they're buying $12 million worth of advertising on every TV station in the state of Texas, even the ones that don't carry our show.
Yeah.
And so they didn't know who I was in El Paso or Brownsville, you know. And then all of a sudden they did because I'm standing there in a snowsuit yelling Blizzard. So that introduced the show to the rest of the state, and so it was like an instant hit. I owe that to Dairy Queen. They haven't been our sponsor in 21 years, but I owe them that.
Wow.
Because they did that.
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
And maybe I liked you so much because I was a big Charles Kuralt fan on Sunday mornings. My parents would always watch that, and I would watch it with them. And I found out in looking at the book that you were influenced by him.
Yeah, I mean, Charles and I met early on, and the whole idea for the show I ripped off from Charles. It wasn't an original idea, I admit that. I had been watching him when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I loved what he did, and so I said, you know, that's what I want to do if I get into this gig with TV. And I was a news reporter doing all that, and I did that for a long time too. But that's what I really wanted to do. I met him. I don't know why. The guy liked me for some reason, and he invited me to travel with him in his bus. He and Izzy, his cameraman, and he'd come in and say, hey, we're going to be down at such and such place if you want to come down and, you know, spend some time.
We're going to go look at a babbling brook.
Yes, we looked at a lot of babbling.
Charles,
Missouri.
How are you? Welcome back to the earth.
Thank you. No, he was great.
He was fabulous.
And I can see that. That influence.
Yeah, he was a huge influence, you know. And, you know, I mean, he died on July 4th, 1997.
Way to go, George.
I'm
honoring his legacy by bringing him up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it was almost like losing. I lost my dad 3 weeks later. I mean,
wow.
That was a bad July,
man.
Guys.
Way to go, Jordan. Way to bring that up.
Why is that one on me?
It's all on
do.
You.
That's all we do is pass the
ball. Always.
All right, well, thanks for coming down.
Thank you. And,
congrats on 50 years.
Yeah, thank congratulations.
You very much. I hope everybody will come out and say hello at the festival.
This weekend, Waxahachie.
Yeah.
Dale Hansen will be there, you think? Is there
a Dale
booth?
I'll send him a text and see.
Come play poker with Dale. All right.
Never.
Yeah, good luck with the book. A good long drive, 50 years of Texas country. Bob Phillips and his wife, Kelly. Check it out this Saturday on Channel 21 at 4 p.m.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.